Welcome back to the Positive Gains podcast. Today, my special guest is Alexa with Space Snacks. Alexa, how are you?
Hey, good. How about you?
Doing good. So before we get started in your business and, you know, the ventures and all stuff like that, can you tell our audience about you? Just a little brief introduction.
Well, my name is Alexa Rhodes. I graduated from Safford High School. I have a baby. His name is Malachi. He is a year and a half. And I started this Space Snacks August of this year.
Okay. Very nice. And Space Snacks, what is Space Snacks?
It's freeze-dried candy. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer. So it freezes the candy and then a vacuum chamber turns on and it slowly heats up and it takes all of the moisture and leaves it with like this nice, delicious, crunchy treat.
And where did the idea come for Space Snacks?
Well, I used to work at the bank and then I had my baby and I became a stay-at-home mom. And I was really looking for my thing, what could be my side hustle. And I had a few businesses that did not work out, but this one, I found it on TikTok. I have a freeze dryer and I saw people doing this on TikTok and I was like, that's really cool. I think I can do that too. And I gave everyone Christmas, candy last year and, they all enjoyed it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this as a business.
Oh, and challenges. What challenges have you seen so far starting a business, especially in a small town, trying to be creative? What challenges, if any, have you faced?
That very first step, I had no idea really what to do, but luckily I went down to EAC. I knew that I had other friends that had gone to the small business development center, and they really helped me. They got me started, pointed me in the right direction, and that was a big help.
Yeah, shout out to the small business at EA. They did the same thing for my mom. They really guided her and helped her put things together. So I'm glad you said that. What's been the best part of it so far, though? You know, owning your own business. I mean, if you had to pick a couple.
Really just the going out in public, being able to be at the events. I really, really enjoy that. And seeing everyone's expression when they try it, the joy on their face, that's really neat to see kids walk by and they're like, yeah, I love it.
And are you the only person that's doing the freeze-dried snacks in the area?
You know, actually there is someone that's at Copper and Cotton and they have their freeze-dried candy going on there. But I'm at Josie James and okay. I am at the Rustic Barn Bakery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have this here, this nice little box that you put together, very, you know, decorative with the Merry Christmas and the Santa. Let's see. The first thing I have is the freeze-dried caramel clouds.
Yeah, that is a milk dud. And that's my favorite.
So I'm gonna try this one. I love milk duds. This is really good.
I'm glad you like it. Good.
The next thing I have here is the moon hunks.
Oh yeah, those are big hunks. That's my husband's favorite.
Wow. This is dangerous. I'm somebody that has a sweet tooth, so this is terrible for me, but it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm blind. Big clusters.
Oh, yeah, the nerd clusters.
Let's see. Oh, wow. That really pops off. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I have is Jolly Spaceballs.
Jolly Ranchers, yeah.
Jolly Ranchers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can taste it. Very good. All of it's really good, I guess, if I had to pick. I really like the big hunk. And The Milk Duds. I love Milk Duds. These other two are great as well. I can assure you that they won't be in the house for long with my kids and with my wife. So thank you for sharing those. Those are very good. So is that a small sample of what you have? Do you have more available?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a lot of saltwater taffy flavors, which are super cool because they're like spot on. I just made fruit roll-ups, just a bunch of different things. Peach rings.
Is it hard to come up with ideas for the candy? I mean, like idea as far as different items?
You know what? I just go down the candy aisle. I pick out things, put them in, and see if they work out. So, yeah.
And you mentioned events and, you know, being out in the public and things like that. So the feedback, what's the feedback been like so far for you?
Similar to yours, everyone's just like, wow, this is cool. They like it. And it's really enjoyable to just see everyone enjoy it.
And then one thing I didn't add is, sorry, what's your, not your end goal, but kind of like the future, where do you see Space Snacks going?
That's a big question. There's no limit. I'm not sure. I want to go as big as I can, right now due to cottage laws and because I have the freezer at my house, I can only ship within Arizona. But hopefully we can go bigger than that. And I can start shipping like all over and make it as big as it can be.
And what advice would you give to somebody that would like to start a business? Just somebody kind of like, you know, yourself, you had a vision and you made it happen. What advice would you give somebody that's looking to do that?
If you want to do it, just go do it. Start the steps. Anyone can do anything they set their mind to. Just anything is possible. If you want to do it, go do it.
Great advice. And lastly, social media, where can people find you? And if there's anything upcoming that you'll be at?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Space Snacks LLC. And my next event will be next weekend or this weekend coming up. This is Monday. We're on Friday. Once the kids get out of school, I'm going to be at the Rustic Barn Bakery. They're going to have pictures with Santa, and I'm going to be set up right there too.
Okay. So yeah, this will definitely air before then. So make sure you guys go down there, get a picture with Santa and buy some goodies. Alexa, I appreciate you being on today. Good luck to you and all your ventures, and you're welcome back on anytime.
Thank you for having me.